people in other languages who read other languages often get what we totally miss in the English, because Asher and Makarios, in their translators' notes, I've gone through Wycliffe Bible Translators, Seed Company, they've got these translator guidelines, translator helps, whole books. Hmm. And they're great for just English speakers too, because they'll say, okay, here's how you should translate this tribal language you're translating into. And so you look up Asher, Makarios, you know, and they'll say, okay, find the word closest to the most common broad word for happy. You know, that's what you're looking for in this language. Okay, so the vast majority of people groups in the world read Asher and Makarios and the translations they have. They come across as that word in their language that means happy. Even as long established languages such as French, the common word, I'm afraid I mispronounce it, so I'm not even going to say it, even though it's in my mind. But the common word for happy is used in the Beatitudes. It's used in the Psalms and all of that. So English speakers with this long history of translation, because of the King James Version and staying true to the King James Version, we have a history of now cloaking the meaning of the words Asher and Makarios because we translate them as blessed. Now, here's the great irony. In 1611, when the King James was translated, blessed meant happy.
Right.
And I prove this in the book, not only by showing how it was interchangeably used with the words joyful and happy and glad, but as late as, I think it was 1827, Noah Webster's Dictionary. So that would be right almost exactly halfway between mm-hmm. the King James Version and our present day. Noah Webster's Dictionary, look up blessed. The first word you'll see is happy, and then it'll say happiness or happy in God or whatever. I think it throws in maybe joyful or whatever. And then there is this fortunate or prosperous, but fortunate or prosperous only in relationship to not how much abundance you physically have. It's not your circumstance. It's the happiness that you're getting in God. It's a spiritually based happiness which transcends circumstances. That's why Paul could write from prison, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. But my point in all that is to say, it's so ironic that we're reaching the world with translations and every tribe and every nation, and those of us who love missions, and I do, investing the funds God has entrusted to us and prayer in getting the scriptures translated into all these languages, and the vast majority of those other languages will see a Bible full of happiness in God, and even see God as the happy God, and yet we don't in English.